We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top, the 2 dots. We learned in the Mishnah different shiurim of things that are chashiv to be chayev haitzah for. It says in the Mishnah that if someone takes out our skin, leather, from a behema, so the shear is enough to make a cover for a kameya. That's the size of an ar that a person's chayev on Shabbos for haitzah. Rav Nachman, Hamitzi or Bekama. Rav asked Rav Nachman, really, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, just wanted to set him up for all the Shilas. So he asked him, what's the halacha if you Hamitzi or you carry out or Bekama? What's the shear? Or is not klaf. Or is just like leather. Klaf means it was worked out to become parchment, but or is not, it's not parchment. Klaf, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that the shear is to write tefillin on it. A parish of tefillin, parish of Shema. First parasha of Shema. But or, what's the shear? He asked him, what the Mishnah says to cover Kameya. So, boy, Rav Nachman, Amaitzi or Bekama, Amalei, because it's not like the Mishnah says, or Kedilasa is Kameya, enough the size to cover a Kameya. Then he asked him, Hama Abdoi Bekama, what's the shear of Issim Abed? Abed means working through leather, what's the size that is Chayiv from Abed? Amalei, Loishna, same size. The size is the shear of Kameya. What was the shaila? Because he thought maybe since ma'abed is a tircha, so maybe you need more, because a person does not ma'abed a little amount at a time. Since it's a big work, it's not worth to do a little amount of time. So maybe to have me be has to be a bigger shear in order to mechayev ma'abed. No, but so Rav Nachman answered, no, it's the same shear as carrying, that if it's enough to make Kameya, it's a chayev ma'abed. Then he asked, no, Shaila, what about if I take out R that was not ma'ubad yet? I didn't work it. I didn't tan it yet. I didn't work it through yet. What's the shear of Haitzah on that? Le'abdai, I'm carrying out a piece of skins in order to ma'abad it, in order to work it through, to tan it. Tan it means to make it into leather. Le'abdai, I'm carrying out a piece of skin to turn it into leather. What's the shear? Right now it's not royu to cover a kameh yet. I still have to make it into leather. So what's the shear to be chayiv? La'abde v'kama, amalei l'shna, same size. Also the same size. Because the vart is, that Rav Nachman is teaching us, anything that's oimid, that's the next step to turn into leather. So then, even before that, it already has that shear. Umnot temra, how do you know that something, even before it's completely done, has the same shear as something that's done? Kiditna. We'll go into the Mishnah later on, talking about the Isurim by the wool of a sheep. So it says there, Hamalabin, if you make it white, one of the surim are to wash wool. Vamanafetz, that means to comb it, to take out the extra hairs out of the wool. Vatzeveya, to color it. Vatoive, or to spin it. And all 4 malachis, each one, the shear is, Shiuroi, Timichayev on that, is Kamaloi Reichev Hasit Kafel. Like the shear of Reichev Hasit, which is between your index finger and your middle finger, if you spread them out as much as you could, the size in between that's called a sit. And a kafel means both ways. And some of the Rishonim speak out, like it's between the thumb and the middle finger, that's the size of a shear, or kam loy rochev asit kafel. So that's the shear of length of thread that yichayev from a labin, menafet, seveya, va'atoyva. Va'oireg shnei chutim, and someone who sews 2 threads, then shiurei kimloi roichav asit. Then it's just shear kimloi roichav asit. That's the shear of the weaving that you chayiv. And like the Rishonim speak out, Tosfos speaks out that here we're seeing that malabin and manafetz and tzeveya all have the shear of spinning. Just like spinning, the shear is kimloi roichav asit kafel, like a double amount of between your index finger and your middle finger. So the other things also, since that's the last step, so therefore it has the same shear as that. And even though oirig is less of a shear, but since not all wool is turned into ariga, but therefore you don't go with that step. But all wool is spun eventually. Not everything is woven, but all wool is spun, and therefore that's the shear of mloirig chavasit kafel. So what I'll bring a raya, we're showing over here that alma kivinol tviya kaye, since it's oimid to be spun, shiura, all the shear of everything else, of menafetz and melabin, is all katavi, all goes to shear of spinning. Hakanami here also by leather, kibin la'avdekai, since it's oimed to do ibud on it, shi'uroi came over. The shear is like the when you once it's done, it's the shear of covering and kameya. So therefore, I'm bringing it out to do ibud. Since it's aimed to become ibud, that's the same shear. So he asked another shayla, v'shloi la'abdit. Let's say I'm carrying out this leather. I have no plans of ever being ma'abedit, you know, putting it through the tanning process. I don't plan on doing it. I'm just going to keep it like the way it is, raw leather. Bekama, what's the shear? Amalei, also lo'yishno, there is no difference that has the same shear of to make a kameh. That's what comes out. So all the shear of leather is the size to cover a kameh. So Rava asked him, there's no difference between ma'ubid and not ma'ubid. And he's really asking Akasha, even in a case where I'm carrying it out in order to do a tanning process. But he's going to ask, the Lachari, you find a lot of places where the raw state of that item needs more than the actual final product. To be chai fayitzah, to give it chashivas, the raw state needs more quantity to give it a chashivas. That's what Rav is going to ask from a few places. Rav is trying to say is that when you bring out leather, it's not tanned, it's not worked through, it should need a bigger shear to give it a chashivas. And that's what Rav is going to have a few places for kasha. Bring him up, lo shani. Is there no difference between ma'ubid, l'sheinah ma'ubid? There's no difference between ma'ubid and not ma'ubid? Eis ve'asru kasha. Hamoiti samonim shuruyim. Someone who carries out dyes that are soaked in water. Kedei litzboya behem dugma. You know what the shear is to be chayiv when you carry out soaked dyes? The shear is if it's enough dye to color a swath of material that will be used to show colors, which is the shear of le'ira. Le'ira is the weft. It's like a little ball of thread that they use to go back and forth across the loom. That's the thread that's called the arev that goes across the loom. And it's a ball of thread. Now, if you keep on throwing it back and forth, it's going to fall. It's an unroll and fall apart. So what they do is they put it into this little tube, and it gets held in the tube, and you put it back and forth. Now, how is it held in the tube? You stuff it up with ira, with cotton. We actually had this before, earlier in the Masech Daf, Bezo and Bezo, I think it is. You stuff it up with cotton, and it holds it in over there. So the size of that cotton, that's the size of dye that you chayiv for if you carry it out. So the shear is, to make a swath of cloth. How much is that? Same size as ira. That's the halacha when you bring out dye that's already soaked. But if you're carrying out dye that was not soaked yet, it was not processed yet, Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, klipe egoizim, you know, shells of walnuts, with klipe remainim, and the shell or the peel of a pomegranate, these things are all used for tzviya, satis and pua, these are different type of colors. Satis, some say, is pastel, and so the other thing of pua is a type of grass that you make red dye from. So these are all type of dyes. Kedei litzboya behem bege katan l'pis facha. It has to be enough dye, enough, you know, raw material to make dye to cover the piece of material that they put on top of their head covering, which is a bigger size than the dugma, than the swath of material and the era they had before. So you see clearly in these two mishnayos, these two brises, one's a brise, one's a mishnah. What do you see? They see that once something's processed, it's more chashiv and even less is chayiv, but it's not processed anymore. So here also by leather, it's not processed. You should need a bigger piece to be chayiv. Why are we saying it's the same size? If it's not processed yet, you should need a bigger piece. That's the Gemara's kasha. You need a bigger piece of leather. Why is it saying the same size to cover a kameh? It's not processed yet. And for the Gemara, it mahalo, omar v'nachman ravua, lefi she'en adam tereach l'shurei samonim. Samonim is a big job. It takes a while. We even had the Mishnah before. You have to cook it for 24 hours. You got to cook it for a long time. It's a big job. So lefi she'en adam tereach l'shurei samonim, l'tzbohem dugma lira. It's not worth it to go through a process of making dye for a little piece, a little swath of material. So therefore, the Gemara is answering like this, that by leather, which is a job, but it's not such a big job, so there, it's even before it's processed, it can have the same chashivas as something that's processed. Mashenkein dye, before it's processed, it's such a big job that if it's too small, there is no chanting to process such a little amount, and therefore it's not choshev enough. You need a bigger piece. And that's the mahalach to answer a lot of different kashas here, that if something's a big job, then of course, not process will need a bigger size. Gemara's not a kasha. Mereza roi negina, someone who carries out the seeds of vegetables, the mekame, the zerinu, before you plant these vegetables. Now I learned in the Mishnah that what's the size that ichayev for these seeds? Zaroi negina, pockets with groigris. If you carry out seeds, the garden seeds, the shear is a little less than a dried fig. You know, it's a significant size. Yudurim say Rema, chamisha, he holds that's five seeds as chayev. So, therefore, you either need five seeds or a little less than a dried fig, which is, you know, significant given in amount. V'ilu, basa is written, but after you plant it, nan, learned in the Mishnah, that let's say you're carrying out zevel chol hadak, you're carrying out different five fertilizers, kedela zabel by kelach. If it's enough to fertilize one stalk shall kruv of cabbage, the Rebbe Kiva is chai. One krisha, it's like a leek, one leek. So what do you see? You see that one seed is chashuv enough because it can make a krisha, it can make a one branch of a cabbage. So lechayra, why was saying you need five or less than a gregris? Lechayra, it should be chai even for one seed. So Gemara says similar teretz. It's my lama papa. How does riyah lo zriya? One, the second mishnah that you're bringing out to fertilize is already grown already. That stalk was already grown. How lo zriya? But here, first mishnah that was you didn't grow it yet. It's just seeds. V'sheinadum terech lohitzi nima achas zriya. A person does not carry out one seed to plant. That's not worth it. It's not worth it to carry out one seed to plant. Masha inkein by leather. That is normal to carry out a piece of leather that was not processed. And there is not the same amount of tercha by leather, therefore it's a chashivas of a piece of leather that's not processed the same much that is processed. Mashenkin by seeds, they're not the same. That one seed is not chashiv enough. Once it plants, okay, once it got planted, already started growing, that's already something. Another kasha, this kasha we had before. The halacha is that regarding cement, before you made the cement, someone carries out dirty water to Rosh Hashanah. What's the shear? So it says that the shear is a revius of water. Ravina, but the more has a kasha before. What's it worry for? What do you use stinky water for? Use it to make cement. Vilu basa the gable, but after you made it into cement, Tanya, Lint the Bryce said, what's the shear? Is the shear revius? No, shear is much less. Tit, k'delasa is behem pikur. It's enough tit that yechaye for it, if it's enough to cover the whole of the bellow in the oven. Like we said, that was the place where you put the like a fan in, a stick that you use it for blowing. It's called a bellow. That's enough of a shear, a small amount, just to close up the hole. So what do you mean? You need a revius or you need a small thing? So the kasha is, so you see, what do you see? That something that's not processed needs more shear than something that's processed already. Because here, before it's processed, when it's water, you need a revius to make enough of a revius. And after it's processed, the amount of cement is a very little amount. So the Gemara, same tariff, like we're saying the whole time. It's not, it's a big job to make cement. And people don't work to make cement in such a little amount. And therefore, it's chaluk between the two things. That when it's water, then it's a revius. But once it's cement, then it's much less. Because a person will not carry out a little bit of water to make cement because it's such a big job. Therefore, it has no chashivas. It's no chashivas when it's a little bit of cement. Masha'enkin ba'ar, it's a bigger chashivas. Now I'm going to ask another question. Toshima, Da'omer Rav Chia Ba'ami. Rav Chia Ba'ami says, Meshmei De'ulo. Shloisha Iris saying, there are three Iris. And the Gemara is going to ask a kasha of Chia Ba'ami, even though that's not really a Braisa, but they had a Kabbalah. They knew that these words were makubal by everyone. So Rav Chia Ba'ami says, Meshmei De'ulo. Shloisha Iris saying, there are three steps in the leather process. And what are the three steps? Matzah, v'cheifa, v'diftera. That means after the take the skins off the animal, and then they dry it out with salt. That's the first step. They dry it out with salt. The second step, and the more I'll explain, just I'll speak it out outside first, that's called maliach. The next step, after they dry it out very good with salt, the next step is they put it into water and flour mixed together in order to make it smooth that you could write on it. And that's called kamiach. And after that is the third step, which is called offits, which usually use gallnuts for it, which are fatsim. That's usually used. Rashi is something else, but usually use our fatsim. And they soak it in this gallnuts. Why? So in order that the writing should stay on it and shouldn't get erased. This way it holds the writing very good. That's the three steps of making a piece of parchment. So there's meliach, that's salting, kamiach is putting it with flour and water, and offits is smearing it with gall nuts or soaking it in gall nuts. So he said over that matzah v'chefer v'diftera. What's the shear? Matzah kimashmoy. Matzah, what does it mean? It means kimashmoy. It's just raw leather. Delay meliach, it's not salted like kamiach, it's not put into flour like offits, it's not used with gall nuts. The kamash yurei, what's the shear of this art v'chayev on Shabbos? Tani Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, k'day lotzur boy mishkelech tana. In order to cover a little weight, the weight used to be made out of lead, and lead could get like banged up. So you used to cover it with a piece of leather so it shouldn't get banged up. V'kama, so what's the shear? What's the shear to cover a little weight? Amambaya, it's the weight of riva deriva tumtisa, a quarter of a litra, which is a quarter itself. That in Pumbedisa, river to river in Pumbedisa. That's the shear of lots of boy pimishkarlis. That's the shear of matzah. What's the shear of chayfa? Chayfa, what is chayfa? Chayfa is the meliach v'le kamiach v'le offets. Chayfa is the second step. It has the first step, but not the second and third steps. It was salted, but not put into flour, not put into offets. V'kama shear, what's the shear? Or k'de lasa is kamea. That's like our mishnah's shear, enough to make kamea. When they make kameya, they don't have to write in it. It's covering the kameya. It's covering the kameya. It's enough if it's dried out and salted. The diftera, which means it's salted and you put into flour and water to make it writable, but still you can erase things on it, but still you can write in it. It's smooth enough to write in it. Diftera, the meliach kameyach, v'loy offits. It's salted and put into flour, but not used with offits, fatsim. V'kamesh yurok, y'licht v'lov, as a get. The shear is enough to write a get. And the Gemara in Gittin talks about how you can write again, how you can erase it. So pashas are going according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds Ada Masira Karati. But in any case, it's the shear to write a get. So actually, Rashi says that each shear is smaller than the next. The shear of covering a mishkelos is the biggest, then comes the covering a kameya, and then comes writing a get. But upon him, the Gemara is cashed on the first two steps of matzah and chayfa. Ketani miyas, what does it say over here? Kedei lotzer boy mishkelos ketana. Enough to cover a mishkelos tana of Amar Abaye, river to river to Mavdisa. And Abaye says, it means river to river to Mavdisa, which Taisha says is superfluous. This is extra. You don't have to speak out what river to river to Mavdisa. We know that it makes a difference. The point is that the shear is different. The shear of matzah and shear of chayfa, two pieces of leather, are different. Even matzah is oimid to be salted, to be dried out. So it's dried out. So I thought all leather had a shear. Could it last kameh? It's not shver that you should be chayef for gittin, because not all leathers goes to that step of kamiach. But meliach, all leather has that step. So the question is that we just said that even ar that was not processed has a shear could last a kamiach. So here you see not like that. Here you see that ar before it's processed has a bigger shear. It has to be enough to cover a weight. So it's mamash hashtira to Rav Nachman. So to Gemara, no, hasam betzem it's always a shear, even by in the status of matzah, when it's matzah, then a shear is that it goes like making a covering of a kameya because I meant to be salted. So what's pshat here? The shear is to cover a mishkailis. Hasam bibishula. It was still wet. It was two steps away of being meliach. It was still fresh, and it was right after it was taken out of the behema, before it even got dry. And before you did salt in it. So since it's not even royu to start the salting process, so therefore it has a bigger shear. Because here it's not even royu to do the salting. It's more steps away, and therefore even Fi Rav Nachman will agree that here the shear is different. Break the Vawama Kasha on Abai on Rav Nachman Vatanai went into the Mishnah in Kalim. It says in the Mishnah like this. We have the Mishnah a few times already. Habeged, the Gavitumas Medris, the Gavituma of Medris, which is means lying, sitting. What's the shear of size beged that's chayiv? Habeged shloisha al shloisha. Three tefachim by three tefachim. Lemedrash is a shear for medrash. What's the shear of sack, which is made out of goat's hair? That's arba al arba. Ha'ar, leather, what's the shear? Five chamisha al chamisha. 5 tefachim, 5 tefachim. Hamapit, something that I read. What's the shir? Shisha, al shisha. 6 on 6. Beim medris, beim lemeis. Saif v'tumas medris, saif v'kabal tumas meis. V'toni alo, we're not the brice on this. Habegit v'hasak v'or, kashir l'tuma. The same shir that's for tuma, kach shir l'itzah, same shir for itzah. Pli atzuma. It says over here, ha'or, the shir to be chayef ha'or is 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim, which is significantly bigger than covering a kameya. What's the pshat? It must be. Must be the pshat is here was not processed, and our mishnah was processed, so it's a stira. And our Nachman, because it must be here, it says five and five, our mishnah says to cover kamei. What could be the teretz? One's processed, one's not processed. What do you see? Leather that's not processed has a bigger shear to be chayv, needs a bigger chashivas. So it's a kasha or Rav Nachman. And for the Gemara, no, it's not shver. Ahu v'kurtovlo. That's talking about leather that got hard, that you made it hard, and you cooked it up until it got hard. That's what it is. You cooked it up until it got hard. And these are made for tables, chairs, and beds. That's what it's made for. It's a whole different type of leather. This type of leather has no future to be processed and made into cloth or anything like that, pliable leather. There's no future in that. Therefore, this leather has a whole different shear, because it's not going to be made ever into such a leather that covers for a command. Therefore, the shear chashivas is if it could be the size of a bed, which is 5 by 5.